Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
I like the emphasis you put on it this time. It was a little bit different.
Fucked.
It was a little bit different, yeah.
Thank you.
Guys We Fucked.
I did it intentionally.
It's the anti-slut shaming.
Don't be a slut.
Or no, don't shame the sluts.
Yeah, don't shame the sluts.
Sluts. Okay, God.
Everyone's
Jesus.
Fucking shaming the sluts.
Stop shaming all those sluts.
Christine and I are being weird.
Yeah,
and
we're sorry.
We're drinking.
We've been drinking. I've been drinking. Been like an animal with his cameras all in my grill. I can go on forever, baby. I love Beyonce. Oh, this episode is interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I should read, because we kind of already talked. It's a live podcast, what you're about to listen to after this introduction.
Like, if you've ever seen something that's perhaps too live, I would...
Too live to handle.
Too live crew.
What would be something that's too live?
I mean, a beheading?
It's too live. Oh, ISIS.
Oh,
hashtag ISIS.
No.
Sorry to bring the mood down, everybody. But you know what?
Maybe my sex life to ISIS.
We need to consistently be aware that there are horrible things going on in the world so we can be more appreciative of what we have. I don't know. Maybe my mom texted me that. Who knows? Both my parents are getting pacemakers within a month of each other. I don't think that deserves it.
I mean, it's better than not having the pacemaker.
Absolutely. My mother is a brand new woman ever since she got her pacemaker.
There you go.
And then my dad has to get his pacemaker. It's also a defibrillator.
Okay.
And then he also has to get 6 inches of his intestines cut off.
Oh, that's not good.
And he has a I mean, everything just... Parents getting old.
Right.
Isn't fun.
It's so but depressing.
But here's the saddest part about that.
It's so depressing.
This is the saddest part about parents, about aging and having parents while you age.
I remember
you get to know them better.
Yeah.
As people, and you connect with them more. And I know my dad and my mother in a completely different light than I knew them when I was a child. Completely different, because I had emotional issues with my mom and with my dad, because my dad was a military style. That's how he raised his children.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now I don't have that relationship with them anymore. Now it's person to person.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's fucking getting all this shit. He's got his health declining. I'm like, but I was just getting to know you, dude. You're great.
Well, I mean, don't
wave. He's not going to die.
Don't
but
wave goodbye just yet.
I know, but it just got me thinking, you know?
Well, that's funny that you said that, actually, because I almost forgot about this, but I announced it on Facebook. Christina, however.
Dude, I just realized I wasn't following you on
Facebook. Following me. Maybe
my sincerest apologies.
That's fine.
I didn't see anything you post ever. I never see it.
I feel like we spend enough time together.
I mean, I know.
I can just tell you.
But sometimes you post shit. That's interesting. I want to know about it.
So a few weeks ago, I was on the phone with my dad, which that's not something that happens too often, but just dads aren't big phone talkers. Men in general, dads aren't big phone talkers.
You're absolutely right.
I had a 20-minute conversation with my father on the phone,
uh-huh.
Just because he picked up, really. I was calling for my mom, but...
Oh, hey, Dad. Well, while you're here,
no,
I guess I'm doing good.
I love my dad, and my dad is 100% the reason why I'm a comedian. He is the funniest person I know, and
it's funny, me too. My dad's the funniest person I know.
My dad is so fucking funny. And so so we're having this conversation, and then kind of just like in passing, he mentioned he owns a baseball card store,
and my dad owned a collectible toy store, which also sold baseball cards and Star Wars memorabilia.
Right?
We had a fucking 3-foot-long Millennium Falcon. And your dad has glass showcases in your house.
Yes.
My fucking dad had glass showcases in his house with figurines.
My dad, yeah, he owns a store that's it sells baseball cards and sports cards, and then horror and science fiction posters and memorabilia. Super fun.
Cool.
Great way to grow up. I really enjoyed it. It's an interesting job.
It's a cool dad.
Yeah.
He's a cool dad. He's a cool. I mean, I met him. I've only met him once, I think.
Yeah. He has long
great
hair.
Dude.
He's 6'6".
Just like a cool
dude.
Fucking dude.
Yeah. So we were talking, and kind of in passing, he just said something about like, oh, I showed my customer or something, said you're really funny. He knows about the podcast. And I kind of let it go for about 5 minutes.
Because you didn't, as far as you were concerned, don't ask, don't tell, right?
Right. And then
and your mom was on the same page.
Yeah. But I wanted to be fully responsible for telling him. I didn't want my mom to tell her. She didn't want to tell him. And I was like, no. You know, I was like, mom, I own my shit. But I was like, honestly, the only reason I wasn't telling my dad was because I want my dad to live the longest amount possible.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was going to take a good 5 years
Same
off
from
his
a heart
life.
Attack. Yeah, totally.
So,
and I agree with you in the importance of, you want to tell your own father that you have a podcast where you you fucked yourself. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm very open and he knows that. And, but just in the back of my mind, well, he kept talking and then I'm like, my dad doesn't know the word podcast. He doesn't know right. that word unless he,
unless it's associated with guys. Fucked,
exactly.
Probably.
So I'm like, if he correctly used that term, that wasn't a slip up. You don't accidentally say podcast when you mean video or yeah. something. You don't, that's just not a word you
TV,
use.
TV, movie, webcast, show, radio.
Yeah. So he keeps talking and he was very like, you know, just like, you know, positive and stuff. And then I go, wait, dad, let's go back to the part where you said,
I'm sorry, what?
A podcast. And then he was like, and I was like, you know about my podcast? And he goes, oh yeah. He's like, yeah, he's like, I search you. I do more. He's like, I'm, you know, hipper than you think I am.
He is hip. I mean, I could tell by just meeting him once.
And he goes, and he just said something kind of along the lines
that's
of,
so sweet.
He's like, you know, and I go, well, what do you think, dad? And he goes, well, you know, Corinne, I have my own views on it. He's like, I'm not, you know, I'm pretty open about this. He's like, I think I have some different views. And I said, well, I didn't think you were closed-minded, but I was like, you know, I'm your daughter. So right. I was like, this is different. And sometimes people have views that work for the rest of the world and then separate views that work for their own
children.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, he's like, I know, but he's like, I feel, you know, he just, and he kind of like we didn't, you know, go head on into it, but he was basically like, kind of gave me like the thumbs up. He was like, no, this is cool. He's like, please just in the future. He's like, just sell me stuff. He's like, I want to see what you're doing.
Wow. And like, that's wonderful.
My mom and my dad are married. They live together still, but it's like, you know, what I tell mom and what I tell dad are just very different.
Absolutely.
More just because mom processes stuff a little better.
Yeah.
You know,
she's, and Di-Fi listens to the podcast. So she's into it in a whole nother level. That's like, it's awesome. I think your mother and my boyfriend are the biggest fans of the podcast, which is so weird.
And it's so interesting.
But I love it though.
It's been so great because both my parents in their reactions have really surprised me in positive ways. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think my mom would, you know, be disappointed or grossed out, but I thought she would be kind of maybe hesitant mm-hmm. just out of protection for me. But my mom was like, fuck yeah, right out of the gates. So
good for her.
Bless her. And then she's one of like the, you know, I have like five people whose opinions I trust and she's one of them. Mm-hmm. And then dad really surprised
good for you,
me.
Papa Fisher.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's cool.
You know what? And I still don't know if my parents know the name of the podcast.
Right.
But there's an 80% chance that they do.
Right.
And I know my dad would be cool with that. He wouldn't have that reaction of like, yeah, go eat, cause he's a conservative Republican. I actually agree with a lot of his viewpoints on certain economical issues, not social issues. So he wouldn't be that like liberal. Yeah, girl, go girl.
Right.
And my mom, it's funny. My mom had a similar reaction to your dad of like, okay, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
Because they like, it's like almost like they don't want you to think that they're not cool.
Right. Well, but also you can't not, I mean, it's a good idea for a podcast. So myself.
And also it's easier to kind of
not
say,
shit on that. You can't not shit.
Yeah.
You can't walk all over people who are doing something that's just so no bullshit. You know what I mean?
Well, it's
so
like,
I think it stops people in their tracks, specifically our parents.
We all, and it's also kind of like easier to tell your parents when you've already had like at least a little bit of success with
yeah.
it.
Oh yeah. I waited till 500,000 followers to fucking
tell her. There's nothing parents love more than some success.
Absolutely. And I think when I'm going to tell them the name of the podcast, or if they know, I'm not going to take the risk yet. I don't want to know if they know or not
right.
until we're on television.
Well, so... TV producers listening.
Hey, everybody.
Get to it.
Hear ye. This whole episode is dedicated to putting us in a brand new medium. I don't know.
It's just, I mean, maybe my parents continue to surprise me in positive ways, which is such
I
a great
that.
Thing. And it makes sense because my dad is very into the horror genre, which is, you know, infamous for.
And that's what sex is.
Busty, half clothed females.
Oh,
you know, we go to this thing called Chiller Theater every year.
Dude, horror.
Yeah.
And pinball. Yeah. So many tits.
I was, you know, I'm like 4 years old posing with like huge
Elvira.
Breasted scream queens.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like, and I'm like, yeah, you don't think you're setting kind of the precedent for me to be like, not even to get approval of my dad, just because it was fucking hot and cool as hell. Like my this is like my B dream is to be a scream queen.
Yeah.
I'm an excellent screamer.
Mm.
I did it for
D. Snyder.
So I just want to put that out there. Just
never
the same
heard
way
you scream.
Just the same way Christina likes to put it out that she likes to do
voices. Please hire me.
I'm an excellent screamer.
That's awesome. That's a rare, because I can't. I've tried, like, I scream in pillows sometimes when I get angry.
My scream is like amazing.
That's awesome. I want to hear it. I mean, not right now.
Like, if you're thinking of attacking me, think again.
Think again, bitch.
Bitches.
This reminded me of when we blew Lindsay's rape whistle and it sounded like a dead pigeon. That's not going to help anybody. That's not going to save no one from a rape. Anyway, I'm going to read an email and then we're going to talk a little bit about this episode and then we're going to get into it because it's, you guys, it's pretty good. Let me just read this email from a fucker. We read every email you send us. If you want to send us an email, sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. The reason our email is that is anything Corinne and I do together is under the umbrella of Sorry About Last Night. That is our comedy duo. And I just want to clarify.
Thank you.
This email, I don't know if I can say her name, so I'm not going to. Hey guys, first off, I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the show and I honestly don't know what I was listening to before you guys. You're so funny and informative. I love it.
Of yourself crying. Sorry.
We're in joke mode. We were just writing. That's not, you don't even know her, Corinne. So rude. Only when she's her period does she cry and she's emotional. She turns into the Hulk.
Oh, we're those people now?
No.
What do you
mean?
What do you have, your period?
What? What do you want, your period, you dumb shit? Speaking of, I'm pretty sure a tampon's lodged up in my vagina and I cannot find it.
That's worse than a contact getting stuck in your eye because it's your vagina.
No way. No way. Would much rather have a, because the vagina will eventually release it.
Are you serious?
100, yeah. You've never gotten a condom stuck up your vagina? Are you kidding me?
I mean.
You've never gotten that. You've had that.
It's so unfrequent.
Yes, you have.
Frequent than I use.
Well, this is a great segue to this email. Because this email.
I'm the pits. Go ahead.
You should get that tattooed on your forehead so everyone else can see it. So I got a heads up.
In my armpits. So when I wave, everyone's like, oh, okay. This girl sucks.
All about puns. All about puns. Okay, back to this email. I'm never giving you. Actually, no. You're so sweet when you're drunk. I'm an 18-year-old first-year university student. I lost my virginity at the beginning of the year to my current boyfriend, whom I love very much, but my issue is with his refusal to wear a condom. I know you guys had a guest who spoke about how she always made guys wear condoms, even for blowjobs. That's a little extreme. And I just wish I was as firm and courageous as she is. I always ask him to wear a condom, but he always replies with the phrase, but it doesn't feel as good, or it's just difficult to stay hard, or... which I can, that was all the ones you included. I just like doing voices, which I can understand, but I don't think those are good enough reasons to put me at risk for STDs and pregnancy, but whatever. No, not whatever. You're 100% right. He is my first, so it is not like I've had experience telling guys that it's condom or bust. He insists that he
bust. Good word choice.
Get it?
Get it? Like semen.
Explosions in the sky. All right. He insists that he's clean and that he's only had a few other partners, but having sex without condoms makes me so nervous. As it should.
Is this girl on the pill?
Give me a second.
Excuse me. I'm on the pill, so I don't...
Right. And well, actually, okay. I have something to say after I read this email relating to this. I guess the reason I let it slide before was because I was on the birth control, but because of emotional...
Sorry, it's really funny.
Gliding out of the vagina. I guess... birth control, but because of emotional distress, I am no longer on the pill. I completely relate to that. I am trying to get him to wear a condom, but he won't. If I can't convince him, I'm going to break up with him. I just wanted to ask you if you guys had any suggestions on how to handle this. And she attached a picture. You guys are super cute. Oh, she's so cute. I love her little haircut. A couple things I wanted to say about this. I had a gynecological exam today. First of all, a few things I learned. One, you can have a gynecological exam if you have your period. Didn't know that. Did you know that?
If you're spotting, you can. It just can't be those.
I was spotting.
It can't be those first few days where you're like fucking streaming blood.
Two, I told my gynecologist about the podcast. She was like, oh, yeah, I love that podcast.
Wait. So she already knew about it.
That's what I gathered.
Without like, you,
I. That's what it sounded
how
like.
How old is she?
Mid-50s. I don't know. She's amazing. She reminds me of Michelle. Like she looks and talks like Michelle Obama.
This might be the best news I've ever had.
I love her. Oh, she's so great. I really love her. Anyway, she was like
the industry
said,
is talking about the podcast, and by that I mean the vagina industry.
That's the most important.
That's
industry.
The most important industry.
Yeah.
Because no. Yeah.
And so, what was I going to say? Oh, so she said, "What's changed during the last year?" Because it was a yearly exam. I haven't seen her in a year, and I said, "Same partner." you know, whatever, nothing's really been going on. And I said, you know, obviously I was still on the birth control. She'd been prescribing it to me, so she knows. And she said, okay, you guys don't use condoms? I'm like, no, we do use condoms. We still use condoms. And she goes, why? I was like, oh, wait, I thought that you would have encouraged me to do both. She goes, no, you're on the pill. Forget condoms. And
exactly.
I was like,
exactly.
Wow. She goes, as long as you take it every day. And I did not know that. Now, one thing that because I was with the same partner for a couple years and we're both, the first question she did ask me to her, you know, I don't want everyone to freak out. She asked me if I was monogamous.
Yeah.
If my boyfriend and I were monogamous. Of course. And then she said I didn't have to use condoms.
Of course.
So I'm going to fuck it. Steven's in Tijuana, so can't really text him right now. But when he comes back.
I know he's very paranoid about
he's so paranoid. So one of the things when I read this email, first of all, thank you for writing us. Second of all, when a guy tells me I can't get hard without a condom, I say bye-bye.
Yeah, dude,
no way. Because you know what? Steven has been having sex most of his life and we use condoms.
Yeah, well,
I've been with him for 4 years. He's paranoid.
Steven is hypersensitive about the issue.
But he can get an erection with a condom.
And I'm too lax about it, and I also understand that. But
a lot of people are like us.
I just want to reiterate time after time, I am never having sex with people I don't know really well without condom. These are people I know really well. And of course, people can lie to you and stuff, but that is why, that's part of my, because I'm so uncomfortable.
Because if you have a one-night stand who says he's clean and he's not, what are you going to do? But if your good friend says he's clean and he's not.
Yeah, I'm so uncomfortable with strangers. And so distrusting of people, that part of enjoying sex for me is enjoying it with someone who I feel like I can know and trust. And there is a level of intimacy there. So that's where that's coming from. So I'm not just like fucking just random people. That never happens. I'm always been on the pill. I've never been sexually active, not on the pill. That being said, dude, your boyfriend sounds like he sucks.
I'm sorry.
There's no way to say it.
This is a facet of him because we don't know him.
Yeah. He's being super disrespectful to you, honestly.
Yeah.
He's just being really disrespectful. He's putting you in danger of getting pregnant.
And you know what? And also, Steven got really upset when we first started dating because I wasn't on the pill for the exact same reasons. It made me fucking psychotic. Mm-hmm. I was going off the rails. I felt like I was should be in a same asylum. That being said, the birth control that I'm on is called low estrin FE.
Yeah.
I recommend it to anybody who's sensitive to hormones.
Well, there's just so many different types and that all have the same success rate. And for me, like I said, I've never had sex. I would not let a penis inside me until I was on the pill. My biggest fear is getting pregnant. Yeah. And the pill has been the most wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary Goldman has a bit about the pill and basically like how great is medicine that we just literally say the pill and you know what we're talking about.
I love that the pill is like our pill.
Yeah.
It's a woman's pill.
Yeah. It's the most wonderful, so wonderful weird thing. And it will save you so much stress in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of allows you, because when you're not on the pill, the problem with being a woman who's sexually active, not on the pill, is it's almost like you're not allowed to make a mistake.
Right.
And we all
you're in constant fear.
Forget. We all have a couple too many drinks. We all stay out, you know, maybe stay out for the night and don't think that we're sleeping over someone's house. There's a million things and it all falls on your shoulders. And this one pill, so I really encourage people to just find something that works for you.
And if you have cystic ovaries, that also really helps.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I'm on it.
Yeah. And it helps with your skin. It didn't help with my skin, but it helped Christina's with my skin a lot.
Oh, man. Holy shit. Did it help with my skin?
But also, it just regulates your period. So it's not a fucking surprise.
I only get it 3 times a year.
It's not a surprise.
Yahtzee.
It's like it's such an amazing thing in medicine because it really allows women to have control over their bodies. The control that you deserve to have, the control that is yours because it's your fucking body.
It's your pussy.
So your boyfriend just seems like he's being very disrespectful.
They're young. They're 18. I'm assuming he's 18. So what, you know, people are dicks when they're 18 and then they grow into people that are better.
Well,
right?
Women mature faster than men. You don't need that shit in your life.
And I understand that, but how, I always think you should leave a person better
Yeah, absolutely. Just simply explain to him.
Yeah, I definitely think you should talk to him.
Go from an emotional route. I think I say, just listen, like, it's hard for me to enjoy sex because I am honestly so nervous about getting pregnant, you know, catching STDs. And just maybe if you loved me the way that you say you love me, I assume that your guys are saying that you're in love, then just have enough respect for me that you can do this.
Here's the other issue, though. Sometimes guys genuinely cannot get hard when there's a condom around their penis. And I've talked to people that are not just giving me the BS bullshit. It doesn't feel good. Yeah, I know it doesn't feel as good with a condom on, but it doesn't feel that much worse with a condom on.
Right.
And the thing is, I was going to say, if there's any guys who have any suggestions, if anybody's experienced this and they found something that worked, but one of the things I would think, start masturbating with a condom on.
That's a committed technique. I mean, also there's other things you can do. You can use a diaphragm, you can use a female condom, but these things don't have the high success rates that
I know
a male condom
so much
and the birth control pill have. Mm-hmm. You know, you can use spermicidal gel. There's a lot of things that you can do that I read in, you know, old issues of YM when I was a youth.
YM.
Yeah. That's such an old magazine that maybe it's too old for you. But it was my favorite teen magazine. Yeah, basically. Young maiden or something.
Oh, okay.
YM, but no one uses the word maiden. Young miss. Oh. Young miss. That's what
oh,
it was.
Young miss? Because there was MS.
No. It's
Gloria Steinem.
Multiple sclerosis.
Ms.
Oh. No, YM. Young miss.
Okay.
The cast of Dawson's Creek was on it. Mandy Moore was on it. You know.
Of course she was.
YM.
I'm craving for
just
you.
Just a reminder, I'm a few years older than Christina, so I remember some things that she does.
I don't even remember anything ever. So
that's really, also true.
Yeah, I've met so many people. Ooh, I was just texting with someone earlier today. I was talking
my
for
favorite,
a while.
My favorite thing is when we walk away from someone that I know, and then Christina, I know, doesn't know, and I whisper in her ear, that was so insane.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, you know that person?
Yeah.
This you're is like, where you met.
You're like my little Alzheimer's helper. Like my little aide.
It's so
thank
funny.
You. Get you a little vest. So this episode. Say your thing, girl.
I have been.
This is all about you, baby. This episode is, we booked the guest and Corinne and this guest did not have sexual intercourse. But you know what? In the spirit of spreading the anti-slut shaming message and being committed to genuine journalism and podcasting.
Oh, God.
They fucked 5 hours before we fucking interviewed.
God, I wish,
like eight, but whatever.
I wish anything you just said was
false. It's all true.
Or embellished even.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
And I embellished some shit, but not, I just gotta say it.
So this week's guest, this is someone who it's been on the table that we might fuck since December.
First, very good looking dude.
I knew that he existed in the on the planet since, for a while. Just as a comedian, but there's some comedians that your paths never cross.
Yeah.
You're just in different circles. We just never saw him.
You see him on social media. That's it.
Yeah. So our mutual friend, Allison, we were hanging as we do. And in November, we decided to go to his birthday party. And I was like, oh, he seems like a cool dude on Facebook. I'll totally go to his birthday party. Okay. So we go to his birthday party. It's in fucking Brooklyn, which was a commitment.
Ugh, God.
But I went.
Off the L?
Because I loves to party.
Was it on the off the L?
I think it was off the L. I can't remember.
Easier.
It was, I think it was near where I used to live. Because I used to be a Brooklyn girl myself. And I do cherish those days. But they are over now. And so we went to the party. And it was one of those moments. You know, I'm like very rarely sexually attracted to people.
I know. It's weird a little.
I always like, you always will be like, oh my God, this person's so hot. And I'll be like making gagging noises.
Right.
I'm a very harsh critic.
And also you're never half-ass attracted to someone.
Yeah.
You are either
right.
fucking attracted to them and you're right. going to figure out how to fuck them if they're single.
Right.
Or you think they're disgusting.
That, and I feel like that's somewhere rooted in the
hey,
OCD.
You know what you want. So.
Yeah. So I had never seen this person in person. And, you know, in photos, he looked attractive, but not like anyone I was fucking jizzing my pants over.
Jizz in my pants.
So we walk into the party and we meet. And he leans down because he's fucking 6'5".
Oh, love that.
And which normally I'm not
it's sexy.
I'm not a height whore. And I think it's because my dad
One thing about me, I'm not a height whore.
Just you guys. No, on Tinder, people are height whores. This is what I've learned in my
because when it's written down,
right,
you can't not judge it.
Well, my brother, is like 6'2 or 6'3. My dad's 6'6. So I come from a family of tall people. So this is not exciting to me. You know, it's not.
And also when you're not tall, it's like, how are we going to fuck?
Yeah. And so that's not a thing. Short guys don't carry the stigma for me that they do for a lot of women. I'm totally fine with short guys. But so this guy, he leans over to introduce himself to me. And I was just like, hi, I'm Corinne. He was like, I know who you are. And I was like, oh, you got me on my ego.
1 point.
My favorite place.
My favorite place to
get started.
To get started.
And there are about like three people I can think of from the top of my head that from the moment I met them, I literally thought in my head, this is going to be an issue. That's what I think.
I hate/love that feeling.
The 43-year-old, I was still dating Frank when I met him. I first thought, this is going to be an issue. The second person in recent history I can remember is actually the old producer of our podcast.
Shout out.
And when we started working with him, I go,
sometimes you're attracted to people and I'm like, I mean, I get that they're like a good looking person.
Yeah.
But I do not get the, because you're so animalistically attracted to that person when you are. And sometimes I don't get it.
And I was like, this is going to be an issue. No, this is the third time I was like, this is going to be a fucking issue. So whatever, and time goes on and nothing happened that night. We had a great time. I talked to some friends, blah, blah, blah. Time moves on. Then December comes. I don't know, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Too much contact with other humans.
Little flirt.
Yeah, he gets
here and there.
Somehow he has my number, whatever. He's texting. One night he's like going to come up to Harlem. It's going to, quote, get weird, which is my favorite quote that he uses.
It's get weird.
And I was like, okay, no. And I kind of just like chickened out. And I don't know. I think it's, we all know that I have trouble communicating. This is like this is a problem. And this is like where my dudeism comes in. Like I always talk about how I'm like much like a dude. And the most dudeish thing about me is that I have real trouble communicating, which is funny because in writing, I'm a supreme,
very good at
communicator. In talking, I just can't do it. And so doing the podcast live was my personal hell. The podcast was not created to do live. It was created to do as a podcast because it is such an intimate thing.
Because presumably had sexual intercourse with the person that we were talking to.
Right. I'm a great one-on-one talker, but apart from that, you know, and stand-up is a different thing because I'm just there by myself, but it was just not good. So during this podcast, I felt super fucking vulnerable because basically—
And we're in front of everybody.
Long story short— We booked this guest on Saturday in the day. I texted him. I was like, hey, we need someone charismatic, someone who's going to be great for a live podcast. I know we haven't had sex or whatever. Would you like to do it? He was totally amped, totally positive about it. Love it. Thumbs up. Great. Let's do it. Because there's nothing worse than having a guest on this podcast who's not 100% into it.
Oh, yeah.
The most important thing on this podcast is being honest. So then, you know, we kind of exchanged notes about what we were doing. I was going out with Grant, who you all know from Gay Panel Part 2, for his 35th birthday. So happy belated to him. He's a wonderful person. It was so fun. We went out to this like gay bear sex party. It was great. And at like 3 a.m, I get a text from this week's guest saying, hey. And I kind of go into
period or no exclamation.
Who the fuck knows? But I knew what he wanted though. And I was like totally on board because we should fuck in the green room before we do it. Because we're just like kind of like
joking around. Yeah. Flirtatiously joking because you're attracted to each other.
Yeah. And like most of the comics I sleep with are just a bunch of fuck boys. I could care less about them. But there are diamonds in the rough. And like, this is not fucking trying to get too deep. I'm not like envisioning my wedding with this person. But sometimes you come across someone who's just like, you're like, okay, maybe I want to give this a second because I feel like you're too good to just like fuck.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I feel like sometimes as women, we don't sleep with people because we don't want to sleep with them. But then other times we don't sleep with people because we want to sleep with them too much.
Oh, girl, true words have never been spoken. Right?
That was like a Salt and Pepper lyric.
It's time to get crazy, my lover.
Yeah.
Always wears a rubber.
And hopefully. So this was someone who I just saw like, you know, have not passed my mind periodically over the past.
But when he's in there, he doesn't suck.
He doesn't suck.
A lot about him does not suck.
And I saw like a glimmer of potential. And I don't fucking like anybody.
Right.
I am so hard to please. So yeah, so I kind of was like avoiding sleeping with him because I was like, I don't want to just do this half-assed. And then, well, we got
text you at 3 a.m. He says, hey, you say.
I say, what's your address?
Love it. Cut to the chase.
And I both know what's going on. 90 minutes later, which it shouldn't have taken that long. You know, I'm going to his apartment, whatever. The rest is, as they say, history. But yeah, and I'm just kind of like, I was like, ah, fuck. Like, I felt like the same thing that happened. Feel like
you blew it or?
Well, this is the same thing that happened with Frank. It was interesting because me and Frank had sex, like very drunken sex on the night of my 25th birthday. And I was like, so fucking mad at myself because I was like, Corinne, this is someone who you like wanted to make a good impression on. And you know, I'm very hard on myself with like making good impressions. And like, very. I know there is the best Corinne that can be presented. And she's pretty fucking fabulous. Right. This sounds like some kind of self-help thing now. I'm like,
snapping, crazy,
like
great.
Tyra Banks. But no. And then, you know, there's half-assed Corinne, which, you know.
Yeah, but then look how that turned out. Well, Frank, you ended up having a relationship with him. And
I did. He liked me a lot before, though, which, you know.
I mean, how do you know?
Obvs.
How do I know?
But, you know, the whole thing was just weird. And it's just like, I just felt, uncomfortable because I was like, wasn't prepared. Like, no girl shaves her pussy before she goes out with her gay friends. It's just not like a thing that happens, you know?
So you didn't shave your pussy?
I mean, it was, thank God, under control.
Right.
And also, like, you know, like we talk about later, like, it's not something that you should be ashamed of. Like, no. People like hair, but like, for me personally.
But you want to feel good about what you got going on.
Yeah, that's not like my favorite thing. So it was just not, you know, the situation was not, my outfit was good, but like, you know, I wasn't in sex mode. And also, God the fuck knows what I'm doing. You know, like I feel like I've had enough sex that I'm pretty good in autopilot, but you know, I would also like
to be present,
to have my foot on the gas.
Yeah.
Would be good.
That would be nice.
I would like to be driving with my foot, not the button on the steering wheel. If you're driving a Ford Taurus.
I'm going to parallel park my goddamn self. I don't need your technology to do it for me.
Right.
Otherwise, how am I going to learn?
Yeah. So, I don't know. And then this person, he just seems like, he's like a good looking, a cool dude. Someone who like, I feel like if he was like in a movie and a bunch of his friends were like making fun of the retarded kid, he would be like, hey guys, this is not cool. Like that's
right.
This is who this person is.
Oh, he has a sense of humor, but he stands up for what's noble.
That's a good fucking person. That's a person that you want to make a good impression. Because there's few people. And then I felt super shallow because, like, you know me, love fucking comics, and most of them are not attractive. But it was so nice, and I thought about this for a few days. I don't feel bad saying this anymore. It was so nice to wake up next to someone who you think is beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just so fucking nice. And I was
a lot of times women don't get that.
Right. And I was like, and I felt so shitty about myself. I was like, oh, Corinne, you're so shallow. No, but no, like
dudes think it all the time. We just never get to experience it. So we don't think it.
Yeah. And I was thinking like, bitch, you went to film school. If you had handed in a film to your professor that had an amazing plot, but shitty cinematography, you wouldn't have gotten an A. Mm-hmm. So in a very like just real worldy
look and feel. Great.
Yeah. Life experience. I was just like, whatever. So yeah, I'm sure I'm going to regret everything I just said.
No, it's not weird. Yeah, did you talk after this interview?
No,
because it just happened.
You know what? I have self-induced autism, so I'm sure I'll never make eye contact with this person again. But
on that note,
it was nice to get it out. On this note, I wanted to say you can follow this person on Twitter or Instagram with the handle Eat Pray Jason. Everything spelled normally, not fucking weird. And he has an awesome photo series called Umbrella Babes, which is, I think it's umbrellababes.com and also hashtag Umbrella Babes. He's a really great photographer, comedian, person, actor, whatever.
Gentlemen all around.
Gentlemen all around.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please give it up for Jason Burke.
I got big balls, big old balls, big as grapefruits, big as pumpkins, yes sir, yes
What's
sir.
Up? And I'm a really look at you party people.
Where's the guest sitting?
In the middle.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, I don't know. Wherever we want.
That's good. I like that. That's
Has anybody here listened to the podcast before? Yup. Cool. So we're just trying to figure out where we want our guests to sit. Usually they sit in the center.
Yeah.
You're so far away from me.
Aww. I know. That's why I feel uncomfortable because I like to look into your eyes so I can know
like how I'm feeling.
Well, we have like a secret language. We talk with our eyes sometimes.
Yeah. Like, what am I saying right now?
What the fuck are we doing here?
That's correct.
Yes. Hi. All right, guys.
This is going to be a very exciting episode of Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast.
I'm excited.
How was your night? You look tired.
Yeah.
Not in like a you secretly look like shit way. You don't look like shit. You look good.
In like a way that like a guy at your office would be like, you look tired. And you're like, you don't talk about how
just
I look.
Just because I'm not wearing makeup doesn't mean you can tell me I look
you
like
look
a troll.
Bald.
How was your night?
I'm shaking, out of excitement or joy.
Okay.
So that is something. I'm extremely hungover right now. And not in like a
cheers.
Cool way, like not like I'm a rock star. Look at me, I'm so hungover at the Bell House. Like I need help. So if I fall off this stool, please somebody help me because I have Obamacare, but like the shitty kind.
I gotta get that.
Yeah. Okay. I feel so far away from you.
I lied on my tax return and said I had it, so I didn't have to pay a fine. Oops.
Yeah.
If anyone from the IRS is listening,
I feel like there's ways that they can look into that pretty easily.
Yeah. But I mean, little old me, who cares?
That's the great thing about being poor. People are like, oh, being poor sucks. Being poor is cool when you're doing your taxes because nobody's going to question anything you say.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this poor girl, just give her a
refund. If you're pulling in $19K a year, no one's like, let's get to the fucking bottom of this. Yeah.
I want to extort that bitch.
I want to see all your paperwork, every McDonald's receipt you have from this year. I'm gonna do that right now.
So what'd you do last night? I'm curious.
Okay.
I told you not to tell. I didn't want her to tell me until we're in front of you guys. So
yeah.
Like the reaction is real. You know?
Our friendship has suffered greatly for this podcast.
Yeah.
We just don't talk anymore except for on air. You can't see right now, but there's a stamp on my arm because I went to a hardcore gay sex party for Bears last night.
Okay.
Bears, for those of you who aren't in on the gay lingo, are like huskier, bearded-er, hairier,
stumpier
men.
Guy, right?
Yeah, much like the men that I would like in real life, like in my straight life.
Oh, that's fun. I love being around gay men and flirting and being sexual because it's like, you don't want to fuck me. This is awesome. Like, we can do whatever we want to each other, and I know that you're not going to try and like rape me. And
there was three women there, myself included, and I high-fived them as I passed them by every time, like out of solidarity.
So they were fucking at the party in front of you?
I didn't look.
As one does in
a sex
party.
That's what corners are for. Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, yeah, there was sex. And mostly everyone was wearing like those leather body strap things like Marilyn Manson.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you were going to a sex party? Was your friend like, we're going to do a thing. Just do it. Don't worry.
You know, I bought the ticket to Santos Party House and I knew it was gay, but I didn't know it was that gay.
It's pretty gay.
Because everyone was like, oh, I don't even know if women are allowed in. So then I made up this whole storyline how I was a transgender Asian man and how I moved to this country so I could be myself and how dare anyone question my gender.
And then what did
I didn't have to use it, but I had that prepared.
I was gonna say they have eyes.
Well, yeah, but like
you ain't Asian.
Well I know, but I just said I was Asian because like that would explain why I was so petite.
Oh, okay, I get it.
I was drunk. That was the best I could do.
Okay. No, understandable. So you get there, what happens?
Everyone looked pretty annoyed that I was there.
Who brought the chick?
Yeah. Usually, like, not saying that I'm, like, a fun person, but I kind of am. So, like, usually when I walk into an event, people are happy to see me.
Right.
No one was happy that I was there. They were, I felt like, it was did somebody cook a fish? So, like, that was the kind of, like, reaction I was getting with people, you know, vaginas and stuff. Everyone was upset that I was there.
Wow. And then did you see penises out? Like in the open getting sucked or I don't know, whatever people do with dicks.
No, I try not to see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a good time?
Yeah, it was a good time.
How late were you out till?
I didn't get to my house until noon today, but I went to somebody else's house.
Yeah, ladies, you know what I'm feeling? I woke up, I stopped partying, and I don't do this normally.
Right.
But I went to an after party. They always start at 3:30 a.m.
Right.
For SNL. And then we we left the venue at 5:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to smoke a joint. I wanted to smoke it in the venue because a lot of times you're allowed.
Right.
But they said no, which is fine. So me and my friend were waiting to smoke this joint. It's 5:30. We exit the venue. The sun's coming up. The birds are chirping. And I turned to him. I'm like, yo, you want to smoke this blunt right now on the sidewalk? So we smoked a joint at 5:30 a.m. And then I went home and went to bed. It was amazing.
We're really living a great life, yeah. Guys. Wow.
This is really fun.
What a productive generation we're a part of.
I know. I agree.
All right. So let's just bring our guest out.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of last night, this guest is freshly added to the list.
Yeah. I don't know if you, the podcast is called Guys We Fucked. And sometimes people think that's just like a clever thing. But like most times we just interview guys that we fucked. We booked this guest yesterday. And then we were talking and we're like, well, this is kind of stupid because I think we both wanted to have sex with each other anyway. And then we're like, right. Well, maybe we could have sex in the green room right before we go on stage tonight.
Oh, that would have been like,
but
edgy.
Then instead at 3:15 in the morning or something like that, I just get a text message from him that said, hey,
which, you know what that means?
I'm really hard to convince to come over. So I go, so my response was, what's your address? I just like the hey meant everything to me. I was like, got message received.
Wow. So he's already booked. Hello. Welcome. We're talking about a guy that's about to come on stage that was recently fucked sexually in a sexual way with Corinne, we think. And God. Okay. So that wasn't that hard then. You just, because you kind of had, you think
I don't like to
cute.
Play. I don't like to play hard to get.
Did you That's go to his not, house or did he go to your house?
I went to his house in Brooklyn, good. Which was a huge undertaking for me. It took 90 minutes to get
Ooh,
there.
Via cab?
Which he thinks I'm lying about, but I'm going to show him the Uber receipt.
Oh, shit. Was it a lot of money?
No. I'm going to show you the time stamps on it.
Oh, wow.
Because he's like, it doesn't take 90 minutes to get from Santos' party house to my apartment.
Well, sometimes
I don't even
3
know. If he, I don't even know if he talks like that. I'm not quite sure what his voice sounds like.
Okay. And then you don't hate that, ladies? You're like,
JK, we've known each other
last
for...
last name? I don't even remember.
No, I know him. I know him, for the love of God.
All right. Well, let's bring him on. And he's also a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be funny, too.
Well, as you know, love my vagina could book a pretty great show.
Yes, it can.
I think... All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jason Burke.
Jason, get over here, you handsome fella. Look at that guy.
Well, I will say, some mornings I wake up,
yeah, wherever,
and I'm just, and I'm like, Corinne, really? Could you think any less of yourself? But then this morning I woke up and I was like, well done.
Good job, girl.
Well done.
Is it weird that we're talking about this right in front of you?
Did you have any idea what the hell this podcast was about? I feel like you didn't know, and now I feel guilty. Like we.
How could anyone not know by the name of it? Like,
right.
And know you two.
Well, some people, when you say the name, they're like, wait, hold on. Give me a second. Wait. And they're confused.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dumb people.
I know.
So that explains that.
Yeah.
All right.
So you texted her last night.
Yeah.
It's 3 in the morning.
Well, she asked about the show.
Right.
And I was like, I got to fuck this girl then, because that's the name of the show.
You're so committed. You're such a hard worker.
I am. I'm very method when it comes to
you guys. Is it safe to say you guys had an attraction for each other, right?
We matched on Tinder this week.
Oh, really?
But we had already.
Was it Tinder?
Yeah.
Or was it one
of the only thing I'm on.
1,000 apps.
What else would it be?
Jesus, I don't know. Those other fucking ones.
No, it was Tinder. Yeah,
they're
all
a nightmare.
Yeah, no, I just joined and I felt really like uncomfortable. But then I was like, there's someone I know. It's like a safe space now.
Yeah, I know.
So I swiped right.
So when you're first text of the night to initiate sexual intercourse was hey.
Hey, on the bridge. Just threw a hey out there.
Hey. Hey, yeah. What's up?
Yeah.
And then she asked for your address.
Yeah.
That's amazing because it's like you guys communicate communicating. Yeah. It's really nice.
It was
really
beautiful. Yeah.
And then she came to your house.
Hours later.
No. Yeah. Can you please look at this right now? Because I know you thought I was fucking with you. But look. Okay. So look at when it says the journey started and when it ended.
Wow.
This is like the jinx of...
Do you see? It says 4 a.m. start time.
He basically went to Sheepshead Bay and then to Williamsburg.
Oh, did the guy screw you over
Look
and take you wrong
fucking
place?
Route.
Oh, girl, you got screwed.
Well, no, he took $20 off, and
it looks like a giant U. Just yeah. So you know, like he obviously went to
wrong
another
bridge.
Neighborhood. He's like, it's 3 a.m. This girl's trying to fuck. I'll take my time.
Yeah,
she's just excited to be.
No,
home.
I took a $55 Uber to
Holy
fuck
shit.
Jason, but I only paid $35 because I'm slutty, but I'm a Jew, so it's good.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
No, so that's
what
why
went
it took
your
so
head,
long,
Jason. When she was like, what's your address? I'm coming over. Were you like, were you excited or did you kind of know that was going to happen? Or were you like, yeah, this is how it's going to go because that's how I thought it was going to go?
I mean, I would say it was a healthy mix of all three of those things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of puss? I feel like you do. You're so handsome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what? I can be a bit of a cock tease. So I like let on and like lead on a lot of people. Then there's very little follow through.
Oh, do you do that on purpose because you like teasing?
I
get that. I understand.
I don't think
that.
So. Like, I don't consciously be like, well, let's drag this one around for a while. Like, no.
Just dangle your penis in front of them, and then you're like, nope, can't have it. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you go to bed and watch Netflix.
But then, I think that just, you know, perception isn't always reality. So then, because of that, people have all these perceptions of me. I'm like, it's not every one of them.
Okay. But you're very flirtatious. Like, on Facebook, you'll comment on stuff that we put up, and you're like, let's get weird. Like, yeah. You say stuff
Ooh.
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've said let's get weird.
You 100% said
weird.
Let's get weird. I didn't want to be like a stalker, but you 100% on something that Christine and I posted, you're like, hey guys, let's get weird.
Okay,
get
yeah,
weird with Jason.
I love
you
that
have
phrase,
a podcast.
So I use it quite frequently.
Well, it means so many things.
It speaks to me too. Just like that really gets to my heart.
Getting weird.
Yeah,
did you
like that?
While she was on her way, because you had a while.
You had a while.
Did you prep? Did you like shave your junk? Do you guys do that? I gotta look clean and cut.
I mean, not like right before it's gonna happen.
Oh, really? Girls
I did
all
like
time.
I like organized my apartment. I listened to 2 records.
This all makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I would do that.
I was just keeping busy to not fall asleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I had to pee so bad at one point. This is I hate this podcast because I'm just like saying this and this is so unappealing, but I had to pee so bad. And at one point I made the cab driver pull over and I just peed on the street.
Well, sometimes girl got
to
go.
I had to go so fucking badly.
That was a long cab ride too.
Well, the thing is, in my drunken head, I didn't realize how long it was. And then I got the receipt and I was like, no wonder I had to pee. Even if I had to pee when I got in the cab, but even if I didn't have to pee when I got in the cab, 90 minutes later, I would have had to pee regardless.
Well, yeah, he took you on a tour of Brooklyn. I mean, that makes sense. It's better than peeing in the car.
No,
which
I know.
I've done. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
I was
in a bottle or just went for it?
Just
like
went
dumb and dumber
it.
It.
Yeah.
Well,
I was.
You've done more.
I'm very not proud of that.
You've done more than pee in a cab, let's be honest.
Let's move on.
Number two.
I've had sex in a cab
Every
before.
New Yorker should have had sex in a cab at some point.
It's on the FDR. I had sex in a cab on the FDR.
That's great.
I was talking about bumping,
and it was perfect.
I was talking about shitting in the cab,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm like glad that you guys
Ooh,
took it.
Okay. What, did you just handful of it out the window?
No, you're just going to leave. Well,
the guy
I thought he was kidnapping us. It was,
he had
a long
it coming.
Story. It's a long story.
Yeah.
I thought he was
I'll
kidnapping
get him.
Us.
I'm going to shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the words that I said to myself. And I went, yep, that's a good plan.
We're hardcore.
Yeah.
What a local news report the next day.
Ooh.
Local woman found murdered, but a lot of shit around in the car. Not sure if it's hers yet.
Oh, boy.
So okay. So you didn't do any prep for your...
No.
You know, like wash yourself, deodorant.
Yeah, brush my teeth.
Okay, that's nice.
Oh, God.
God, it's so easy to be a
deodorant.
Dude.
I don't use much deodorant.
Girls like, pluck your eyebrow, gonna shave. If you're not shaved, put lotion on. Put everything in the right place. Like, if there's a quirky thing in your room, you want to kind of leave it out so maybe you'll notice it. It'll be a
yeah.
conversation piece.
Well, I like to strategically place the condom so I can grab it like that and there's not any kind of...
That makes sense.
Not digging through
so
the
you
old
have a,
sock
Do you have a
drawer
of condoms?
Well, the most of them are in the sock drawer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Such a typical place.
Yeah.
For girls. I keep all my sex toys in sock drawers.
What
sock
other drawer?
Yeah, it's the top drawer. Yeah. It's always the top
Your
drawer.
Utensils.
Yeah,
I wish
that's
I,
a little much.
I don't have a. I have a milk crate next to my bed with some things in it.
You just dig
slide
around.
Slide out from underneath your bed.
I am so, like I like live like a frat boy. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You do well. You know you're busy.
I woke up next to a pizza box on Saturday morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
better than a stranger.
Well, you right? know.
All right.
I don't know.
So, were you drunk when you texted her?
I was not like blackout drunk.
Okay.
But I was like
That makes one of us.
Yeah, I had been drinking consistently for
It'd be funny if you got on here like, oh, we had sex? I don't even remember. Yeah. I went out. speaking of. So she comes over. Then what happens?
And then I yelled at her for being so late.
Did you yell at her?
Yeah.
She's coming over. You're going to bang.
I know. But I was like,
if it was Chinese food, I understand. But
it could have ended like with me like falling asleep and not answering the phone, and then she's at the door, and then that's even worse. So I was like,
what did you do to keep yourself awake? Smack yourself in the face
you
with
know
an
what?
Ice cube?
I watched a lot of those dumb fucking videos on Facebook that just go into your feed of like,
yeah,
here's this police chase, and it went right by my front door, and it's like, ugh.
Dog on skateboard with parakeet on shoulder.
Yeah, it'll keep you entertained.
Okay.
So, a lot of that.
And then, so she gets there. Then what happens?
I mean, it was 5:30.
He was waiting at the door like my dad.
7 hours ago, by the way.
Yeah.
This is fresh.
Wait,
fresh.
Yeah, like we, like I, this is not the first time I've seen Jason today. We're pretending it, but it's not.
And then what happens?
It's sweet.
What happened?
I need another drink, by the way, drink person, please.
Oh.
Vodka soda would be
it's
awesome.
It's weird, because we talk about this in our, we record the podcast in our basement. No one's around, you know, it's easy. We just speak what, however we talk to a good friend, you know what I mean? We don't really censor ourselves. It's weird to do it in front of people.
Yeah, I was very against this, just in case anyone's not having a good time.
Oh, I think it's fun. I think it's great.
It's making me feel so uncomfortable.
Just learn to be present in front of a group of strangers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a skill.
Yeah.
All right, so she comes over.
Yeah.
What happens?
I mean, then we just shuffled
Were
right
you
into
like,
the bedroom.
Your dick was out and you did that helicopter thing?
Just
like
swinging it around. Yeah.
Have you ever done that with your penis?
I mean, of course, some point. Yeah.
I love when guys joke around. When you're like dating a dude and he jokes around with his genitals, like the mangina. I love when guys do that.
With an ex-girlfriend, like I'm very like stretchy balls. Like the ball skin can get out there.
Is that on
there.
Your Tinder profile?
Yeah.
I have very stretchy balls.
Stretchy balls. Lifelong Christian.
So you can yank them and it doesn't hurt?
Yeah, I could like pull the skin. So I would like pull it up and like over. And it doesn't hurt. It is. And she would fucking freak out. I would be like, hey, what is
That's
that?
That's hilarious.
It just looked like a little kangaroo pouch of dick and balls.
Hey, look. There's a dick in it. There's a dick in it.
Hello. There it is. Then fold back up. Hated
That's hilarious.
It. Which, of course, made me love doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Love pissing people off, especially when you're dating them. Makes
Any guys out there with stretchy balls, give it a shot, you know.
Oh,
something to think about later.
So what happened when she came over?
And we went to the bedroom.
Did you talk?
And
like,
I was,
hey,
there
hey.
Was talking.
Yeah,
How
okay.
You? What were
okay.
you doing?
No. You keep, this is good to know.
She doesn't know him.
Thank you very much. Was that too rude? Was that abrupt? The request? Okay. Well,
Thank
I feel
you
like
very
that's, a,
much.
That's a no, but no.
I love your outfit. It's really cute. She's wearing a red, pretty J-Lo-esque
nice
jumpsuit, and I like it a lot.
Is it a jumpsuit or jumper?
Jumper. I don't know. What are the kids calling it these days? Jumpsuit.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Jumper is like the shorter.
Okay. Anyway, the sex. The fucking. Let's go. What happened?
Then we got in there. We were talking. Started getting into it. It was kind of like a silly situation. It felt very like a Benny Hill skit.
Great.
They were not. No. I'm just saying like the... organ, like the construction of it, like we were just like drunk and very lucid, and it was like
clumsy.
That's the word, you know. There was a lot of clumsiness
because you're also tired too.
Yeah.
On top of all of that,
I'm trying to maintain some
and we're
sexiness
both comedians,
and, like, laughing,
so that's weird.
Like,
yeah,
things will be funny. And
can you
like,
can so you can laugh while having sex or right before? I cannot.
I don't prefer to. I know it's not something want to do, but you know, the situation
sex is not for smiling.
Well, right. And like, we know each other, but we don't really know each other. Like, we've never really had a conversation except for maybe at your birthday party for like a half second.
Yeah.
Oh, if you went to his birthday party, then you're like.
I just went because I was with my friend Allison.
Oh.
Okay. And then I saw him in person. And I was like, oh, he's good looking. This is great.
Do you get a lot of, I feel like you get a lot of puss. I've said
you
that before.
You asked that earlier.
Anyway, so back to
the fucking.
I have
the option to, I think, but I don't always exercise it.
Yeah.
I try
understood.
To be an adult with it, you know?
That's good. That's good.
With it. That was the wrong way to put that. With my life and women's feelings.
It, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. So,
he is very adult. We had to get up at 10 this morning because he's like, I have to go pick up production equipment for a shoot. It's very. He was like very responsible, like very like getting me out. And I was
You
just
dress
like
you're responsible.
I don't. I dress
right?
like.
No, I really didn't mean that.
Is he wearing a? What are you?
It's very calculated.
What's on your shirt?
I got
two that doesn't
chains.
Look responsible.
One's a thin one. One's a thick one.
Is that a cobra?
I look like
They're
I should.
They're over my shirt. so you can see them.
I mean, he looks like he dressed like so that if he falls off a motorcycle, he doesn't get cut.
Got an ironic thrift store shirt with a snake wrapped around a motorcycle. Very proud of that find. $5 Salvation Army. Nice jacket. Nice. See, I like when guys wear the way that your pants fit is so sexy. I hate when guys wear baggy jeans.
Yeah. You got to invest money in anything. It's jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. Good clothes. I love it. Yeah. So you just look like you got your shit together.
Well, I felt like right now I kind of look like I should have died drunk driving in high school. That's what this outfit screams.
Yeah. Like that's what you'd be buried.
Yeah.
At 16. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad. Anyway.
He had one note. It said, keep the outfit on.
Whatever you do, just, I want to die with dignity. Do you remember the events of 10 hours ago?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what happened? How was the sex? How long did it last? Give me some details. She doesn't really remember, so that's why I'm asking.
The length. I'm a little spotty on that. Because there was some like breaks of laughter and then we moved around.
She asked me to ask him because she doesn't know.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Christina.
Well, no, but I mean, I've done that all the time. I've done that a lot.
Podcast.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, but yeah, even when I'm tired, I don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
Let alone.
I mean,
drinking.
It doesn't really matter because I've never had sex with anybody that I drunk that I wasn't going to have sex with sober. Like, I would. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're not that kind of person who, like, gets drunk and it's like, that guy's sitting in a pile of his own drool. Him. Yeah.
No. I don't have, like, beer goggles. I still know what people look like.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same way. Have you ever done that? Have you ever woken up next to a girl and you're like, ooh. Whoops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Sure.
What if he was like, just this morning?
That's what you should have said. That would have been the funnier option, but you didn't.
I'm kidding.
Well, what, why? What about the situation?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, she was a bit of an unsavory character, you know?
Oh, this is one, you have a visual of one very specific person.
Yeah, I can see in his face.
It was
he's
a
thinking
while
of her
ago.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, in early 20s. Yeah.
You were in your early 20s?
I was,
How old are you now?
33.
Oh, okay. That's a good age.
Yeah, it
is
good.
That's a hot age. Guys, they get older, they get hotter.
Jesus
it's annoying.
Year. It's my Jesus year.
Ah. Jesus year. Okay. That's awesome. So do you remember the events that took place while you were both naked in the same bed?
We're talking about her. Okay.
Yeah, I now I'm back to the sex.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sex,
yeah. Yeah, that's boring.
kind of. It's still a little spotty. Like, I remember some of them because they, like, kind of jumped out.
Oh, boy. What, did I do anything crazy?
Yeah, no. Did she say anything weird?
Sometimes I get aggressive when I'm drunk. Did I abuse you in any way, verbally or physically?
I don't think so. Well,
she just came in and pushed him, and then he passed out.
Laughter was a bit abusive, but that's...
Was I was laughing at you?
I felt like it.
No, I would
or
never.
Or was she looking at your penis like,
Thumbs up on the penis.
Definitely wasn't it.
But it just everything you would imagine and more. Just a thumbs up.
That's very
nice.
Sweet.
Putting thumbs up all out there.
Ladies. You're very nice too. Which people
as a person?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I was raised by a single mom, so I have a tremendous fear of disappointing women. So I go out of my way to be very nice, even in any, regardless of the situation.
Okay, nothing makes a woman want you more than just being nice. Honestly.
Well, that's completely not true.
Be kind.
But I mean.
I mean, wear the
in
what
my
you're wearing and be
nice.
Kind.
Not too nice.
Yeah, not too nice. Like where you can walk all over the person.
Try to be handsome.
Nice and
try
spineless.
To be handsome as well.
Two different things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Spineless.
Spineless is just like whatever you want, honey. Yeah. No one wants that.
That's a good impression.
I mean, actually, some people do want that. They're bitches. Anyway, so
those are evil people.
Yeah. Well, it's like a yin and a yang. I want someone to walk all over, and someone doesn't mind if I walk all over them. So I guess that. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you don't really remember. Was there a condom involved?
Always a condom involved.
Are you big on foreplay?
I am. I don't know if we had much.
Good for you.
Well,
that's
it's
very important.
You know, at 5:30 after you yell at the person that you're having sex with for the first time.
You yelled at him?
Well, he said he yelled at me.
I don't think it wasn't late. Yelling. It was just like concerned, stern talking.
Young lady, you were late. That's not okay. I had to watch bicycle accidents on YouTube to stay up for you.
I was texting you the whole time. It's not like I just like stopped responding or anything.
Yeah.
Because the texter, like, you like thought I was like fucking with you. Like, I wasn't really coming.
Did you think she was fucking
I
with
thought
you?
She might have just like, well, fuck it. Just go home.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Which would have been fine because then I would have just went to bed.
Oh, Lord.
Instead of waited for an hour and a half.
Oh, I'm glad this is magical for me. No, don't touch me.
Did you go good. Down to Vagina Town?
No. Oh my God. The thing, I was like not. I was out with my gay friends. I was not like ready
at a sex party.
I was not ready to have sex. Like I was not. Like, I was not
clean shaven. Yeah, or no. Whatever you like to do.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse. Thank God. But you know, apologies to you.
How was the terrain?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't
like I don't remember.
It wasn't
like,
that bad.
This magic moment.
It didn't feel all jungly or anything. It was. I think
no,
it was
wasn't jungly.
Do you prefer a specific pubic situation?
Nothing is wonderful, but a little something is great. You know?
Okay, generic. Yeah.
I mean, I just don't need like full on.
What
situation.
If a girl's like, I'm going to grow out my pit hair and my vagina hair because fuck you.
Well, yeah, but that's a source.
Goodbye. You know?
Okay.
That's a big debate these days, you know, because with the pubic hair, like, you know, a lot of women feel very strongly that you should be able to have like a full bush. And it's making a comeback. So.
Oh, really?
Sure. I mean, listen, I'm not stopping anyone from doing whatever they want, but like, not my personal interest.
Got it. Not your preference. Everyone has their own preference.
Yeah, we have to have our thing.
Do you shave your balls or?
I keep it clean. Yeah.
Your stretchy balls.
Yeah.
Do you stretch them out to shave them like a washboard?
Yeah. That's so mio. I sing that song while
going,
I stretch it out.
With like a straight blade.
Straight ray. I'm so good. Yeah.
You go to a barbershop to get your balls shaved because they're that stretchy.
It's all waxy and tight like a porno guy's nuts.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not true.
Did you notice his balls were stretchy?
No.
Okay.
You have to really stretch them to notice that.
And you can't grab a dude's balls. No,
that's not a night one thing. Yeah.
No. I have to kind of like take someone through a tutorial before they can attempt that.
Right. Because it's like anything past 7 inches.
So you just pull it and you're like, oh, hey.
Do you have a safe word?
Yeah.
Gumby. No, bad.
Gumby. That's a good one.
Because he's stretching, you know what I'm saying?
You can use that.
So the sex happens. Mm-hmm. Sex? Was there sex?
There
sexual
was.
Intercourse?
Cool.
Yeah, she didn't.
Yeah, there was.
Okay, that's good. How long do you last usually?
I am pretty good with stamina.
Like, how long is your ideal? What's your ideal time frame?
I don't know. Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
20 minutes, I would say.
More,
I mean, sometimes.
Dude, come on. Who has the time? We know that he's a fucking time Nazi over here.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's a good range. Or until someone's like, are you going to come? And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. Sorry, it's been so long that I've just been. Having fun with both of us.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get in a groove and it can keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's fun to keep going.
Yeah.
Has a girl ever done anything like have you ever had slept with a girl who's obviously saw a porno chick do something and she's like, I'm going to do that and pretend I already do that to you. And you're like, whoa, that was weird. Finger up the butt. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Earlier in my days, the finger up the butt thing. I was like, no. And now at Boulder, I'm like, just put a fucking finger up there. Like, who gives a shit?
Yes, yeah. Feels good. You.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm so proud of you.
So did anything specifically creative happen during?
Oh, God, what do you think? Of course not. No, I can answer that.
It's just like missionary, boom.
No, not the whole mish. Not
what
all
other
mish.
Positions
not the full
were there?
Commish.
Doggy style? What's your favorite?
Favorite.
What's your favorite position? Do you have one?
I don't think I have one.
Really?
Like the side spoon is kind of nice.
Mm. Oh, that one's really hard to pull off.
That's hard hips. To pull off.
That's very intimate, though. Well, you're so big, though. I think it's easier for you because you're so tall.
You just nestle
you're
right
the big
in there.
Spoon. Have you ever been the little spoon in your life? Probably not.
No.
You'll never be the little spoon.
Close.
How does that make you feel?
Close. Most of my long-term girlfriends have been like, 5'10 or 5'11. So that's
okay.
Close. Yeah.
That's a tall. How many relationships have you had?
Oh, maybe three.
Do they last long? Ones. Are you a good boyfriend? I feel like you're such a good boyfriend.
I'm pretty good, yeah.
Are you in any way a dick at all? Like just a mean?
In a relationship?
Yeah.
No.
I want to know what your flaws are.
I mean,
are.
When I was younger, I would get like really jealous about shit. So like, I guess a dick in that sense. But not outwardly mean to them.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah. No. I couldn't picture. Because I'm like, you might have a secret mean side to you, but I don't
I do
think
have
you
a
do.
Short temper, but it's more like, it's never in a relationship. Or it's really yelling at men. Like, I'll just flip out at coworkers and
for
guys,
doing what? Like,
just pissing me.
Doesn't have paper in it.
Yesterday, I yelled at a small Chinese man on the bus. It just had to happen. So,
what was he doing?
Well, the J and M were down, and I live off that line. I couldn't get into Manhattan unless taking a shuttle bus. So it was mad packed. And the bus driver was like, can you please move in so other people can get in? So I'm like looking around. Everyone's got their head in their phones. So I just frustratedly stormed through them, and I was like, pick your fucking head up out of your phone and move down. And the guy just like looked me up and down and goes, okay.
Aww,
I was like trying
abrasive,
to help
a little.
It was, but yeah. It was like, you know, when you're like too hot and wearing too much in
yes.
a crowded bus.
I too have a bad temper, so I definitely understand. If you catch me on a bad day and a stranger, like, you know, when they have their backpacks on and they just whack you with
yeah.
them, they're like, whoa, I didn't even see it. Like, they're just unaware.
I thought it was really great or good. You know, I'm trying to get more people on the bus.
That's good for you.
You're a concerned citizen.
Yeah.
So what time did you guys wake up this morning?
10.
Yeah.
He made me.
10.
And you had to go immediately to get camera equipment?
Yeah.
Did you do the thing where you let her stay? Lock up when you leave?
No.
Oh, really? Has a guy ever done that?
I wouldn't want to do that either. He has like a roommate who's a chick. When am I just going to come out? Hey, what's up? Fuck your roommate last
alone.
Night.
With that outfit, I assumed you lived alone.
Yeah, I used to.
I thought you got lived alone money. But no.
I got to live alone money. I'm opting not to.
Okay, that's good. So you had to leave right away. So there was you just...
We went to the train together. It was very nice.
That's nice. Yeah. That's really sweet.
I'm so paranoid. I thought it was an elaborate plan. Like, I was like, wow, he really wants me to get out of his apartment. Because
I got on the train.
I've heard stories of guys like getting dressed for work and like walking people to the subway to get them out of their apartment.
Danny Tamborelli did that.
I've had a similar situation.
Yeah, and
you've
done
that before?
I had to join a gym to get a girl to leave my apartment.
Tell me more.
I woke up and I was like, oh, okay. Gotta go work out. And she was like, okay.
That is the douchiest.
It is.
So
I'm not saying it wasn't.
Douchey.
And then she was like, all right. So I thought she might have like just got together and left, but it was like, let's leave together. And I was like, all right.
No.
So like, we just walked to the gym. Then I just walked inside.
Oh, no.
And joined and worked out. She went home.
Wow.
Did she watch you to make sure you actually walked
stood
past
the
counter? Did she see you fill in the form for the registration?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, wow, he really wanted to leave me.
I think once I got inside the gym door, she believed it.
Okay. Because what else? The alternative to that is saying, can you leave?
I don't mind if someone's, I mean, listen, I don't, unless I don't feel well, I didn't feel well. So that's the only reason I like sometimes would stay. But I don't want to see you in the daylight. That was,
oh, really?
No.
Well, if it's a one-night stand kind of thing.
Yeah,
you
no.
You guys are friends. You know each other. You're
I
funny.
Mean, are we? I'm not sure.
Are you friends?
I mean, we'll work on our friendship.
No
what
idea.
Is your relationship
not
status?
Sure. We're acquaintances now, that's for sure.
Do you want to ask her out on a date, or what's your plan?
Oh,
God. No, I'm not going to do that. Right now, in front of all these people.
In front of all these people. You bow down on one knee. Would you go out to dinner with me?
Oh, my God. Bow down on one knee?
I don't know. I'm making some elaborate. He just looks like he does crazy shit. Like
not
join,
like
join
that.
Join gyms to get girls to leave.
Yes, that was actually the craziest. But I got a gym membership out of it. Got in shape. Fuck it.
Is that the weirdest thing you've ever done to get a girl to leave?
Yeah, I think so. Aside from pay them.
Pay them?
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Prostitute Joe Christina.
Went
Dang
over my
it.
Head. Have you ever gotten a prostitute?
I got a blowjob prostitute. Only because it was
so
an
So, yes, you got
yes,
a prostitute.
Yes, yes, yes. But it was what...
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can I explain?
Yes.
Yes, but I'm just saying... Yes, you
yes,
did get...
Yeah, but
was
I was
a blowjob prostitute.
She was so good at her job. I was
awesome.
She took me to, like... I had no idea that she was one. Like, me and my... I was, like, so naive, young, walking down the street in, like, not a prostituting neighborhood, like Gramercy.
Prostitutes are... They're getting around places that
aren't
really prostituting.
Not a tootie name. Tootie hood.
My mom wouldn't let me live in Hell's Kitchen when I first moved to New York City because she said it was a prostitutey neighborhood and that she goes, with the way you dress, someone's going to try to pick you.
Wow. Di-fi. Really? Really?
And it
get
only
your point
happened
across,
once,
clear.
So I guess she was right. All right. Sorry,
so
go
explain
on.
This yes. blowjob prostitute.
So, yeah. I mean, she probably is skilled in other things, but that's all that...
Masonry?
How did it happen?
My buddy and I were walking down the street.
She's an electrician and a plumber, so. Girls
like,
can have other skills than sucking dicks, okay?
Yeah. She had the hands of an electrician, so maybe.
Hairy and chafed?
Yeah, just weathered.
Okay.
She was like just walking down the street. She's like, hey, what are you guys doing? I'm like, oh, we're just, you know, gonna go have some drinks at my place. She was like, oh, you mind if I come? I was like, no, fuck. Come on, let's go. So we went back to my place and like we're sitting there and She started making out with me, so my friend went in the other room. I was like, all right. And she went, like, right for the blowjob. And, like, three blows in, she was like, $25. I was like, fuck! Fine, wait, fine.
Three blows in? What kind of a blowjob did she business. Give you?
Well, because you gotta say up front, I am... Do you want a blowjob for money?
I mean, you got me in so far. It's really hard.
And
to,
also,
I mean,
I
or
love-
is it good business? Because she got me to like the point where it's hard to say no.
Yeah,
to that.
That's such a testament to how different it is for men and women. Because you're walking down the street to your house and a girl's like, can I come? And you're like, yeah, you can come. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine if a guy said that?
If a guy ever said it to a group of girls, they would run away as they should. Yeah. That would never happen. So never. Nice life, I guess. Yeah. Must be nice to not fear death and rape all the time.
Yeah, it is.
So how was the... So three blows?
Blows. You know, like she like, you know...
Three of these?
Three up and down.
Yeah, we're familiar with the blowjob.
Yeah,
thank
okay.
You.
Well, you what laughed. Like, three blows.
I'm like, well, it was just a weird way to
So she teased. She gave you a little
she
bit
teased.
Of the product.
Yeah, she did give you a little bit of the
product. That's like when the Wi-Fi places, they give you like 5 minutes of internet, and then they're like, and then you got to pay $20.
So yeah, it's like in the nail salon, when they're rubbing your back, and they're like, you want back
10
massage?
More minutes? 10 more minutes? Oh, you want your eyebrows waxed? You also want your lips waxed? No, bitch!
I don't have a mustache, do I? Yes, wax it, please.
Apparently I do. Every time I get my eyebrows waxed, they're like, lips too? I'm like, no! I like my mustache, so go fuck yourself. So three blows in. It must have been some good...
Because
you said yes.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
That's such a good business tactic, because of course you're just in the beginning of a blowjob. You don't want her to stop.
No.
And $25 is kind of cheap.
Yeah.
$25.
I might even got it down to 20.
Cards.
No. I think I only have... I said I only have a 20. Fine. You
said, I had to bargain
negotiate
with the
at
prostitute.
That point. I mean, I got to take a little back from that situation.
Wait, how long was the blowjob?
I mean, I tried to hold out as long as I possibly could.
Right, because you want to get your money's worth.
But she was, I don't think, she was not
she was
having
good.
That. Yeah, she was firing away.
That's awesome. Maybe what did she do
minutes.
That was, like, how do you give a, tell us how, what happened?
She said a couple minutes.
2 seconds.
What does a girl have to do to give a good blowjob in this town? No, really, what do you like the best?
What do you like in a blowjob?
What do you like in your ideal blowjob? So weird because there's people here.
I feel like it has to be very wet.
Yeah, so spit.
Very important, yeah, spit.
So not dry as a desert, yeah.
Rotate.
That is, I assume,
yeah,
like everyone
yeah,
assumes.
But not everyone, like, can work up a good, you know,
well,
saliva situation.
Well, I mean.
So that's lube blowjob?
Yeah, I mean, for the bottom hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're very big on the lube. I don't know. I just
Babe
never
Babeland
use...
has the best lube. It's water-based, tasteless, odorless. You can't, it's not, it's
but
not
we
there.
Make our own lube.
Yeah, I know, but with the mouth, sometimes you get dry mouth.
I know. Okay.
Isn't that the worst?
You got a good head on your shoulders there.
Thank you. I'm very responsible.
Well, a listener wrote us a very concerned letter this week that was just like, you can get HPV and STDs from a blowjob. And I was like, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know why they felt the need. Like, did we previously be like, oh, I'm just going
you
around giving blowjobs?
You can't get anything from a blowy.
That was definitely a parent that came at you.
We've had parents.
No, that's so funny, though, because I came home from health ed class in high school, and I told my mom, I was like, did you know that you're supposed to wear a condom when you're giving someone a blowjob? And she goes, no one does that.
No one does that.
She was basically like, Corinne, do you want people to want your blowjobs?
Wow, you're going to be a real lousy leg, Corinne. My mom told me,
in the light.
You know when you have
got it.
Like
you.
Like a canker sore, like a mouth sore, like in your gum, like sometimes I get them from biting. My mom told me that if you touch your genitals with that, with your mouth, if you suck a dick, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can give the guy herpes.
What?
But that's not true.
That's an old wives' tale. That's not true.
I was
canker
really
sores
upset.
Come from if you're like drinking too much iced tea in the summer and your diet is too acidic. So just to clarify that for everyone,
keep me
if you have a canker sore, don't fucking go to the OBGYN and just stop drinking orange juice for the week. Then you'll be fine.
Were you ever misinformed about sex? Like I, up until the 10th grade, I thought it was one thrust. You put the penis in, you sit there, and then you take it out, and then that's it. Up until the 10th grade.
Yeah, we're all
that's
misinformed.
That's what I thought
about
it was.
I sat on a guy's lap in the pool, and I was like, well,
I'm pregnant, I guess. I guess I'm pregnant. When I was younger and I would like masturbate, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm pregnant. I just got to tell my parents I'm definitely going to get pregnant. Did you have any misinformed?
I have a funny, a little funny anecdote about that. I have a young, my mom had me at 18, so she's super young. Mm-hmm. I just learned things super young. And I told, when she told me about sex, I told all the kids in my neighborhood and their parents weren't thrilled. But I had some facts wrong, and I had like a little drawing to like illustrate what it was. So like, it was like basically like waist down guy like boner. But then the girl's vagina was like an external hot dog bun that you just kind of walked into. Like it just sat, they just walked into each other and it must have stood like whatever, you know,
and 4 and 8 inches apart. And then he sprays the mustard on the hot dog.
Yeah, and then boom. I can see the drawing in my head. It was
when
just very crude.
When did you realize that was not correct?
I think once one of their parents yelled at my mom and she was like, what the fuck is this hot dog bun vagina you've been calling for the month? I don't know, mom, you left out some details.
So your mom gave you a sex talk, but it was just a little inaccurate.
Yeah.
What was the other gist of her sex talk? Like, was she very?
I mean,
pro,
I was
you
sex.
Exploring?
Don't have it.
Sex. Don't do it.
I mean,
ever.
I'm talking. I was like, I don't know, 9, 8.
Oh, it's young.
Yeah.
That's
I
young.
Mean, I was like watching Die Hard when it came out at 7. So she was just like, we would see movies
well you.
Like you know with it in it. So she just had to.
She had to tell you.
Yeah.
When did you have sex for the first time?
You know, not till the second night of college. I was 18.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, my grandparents were very strict Christians, so I was convinced that I couldn't have sex unless I was in love. So I literally walked out of the room with girls in high school because...
I wish more men thought that.
Yeah, I wish I didn't think that.
I have to be in love to make love.
Yeah.
You pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I think college is a good time to have sex, though, because you just, like, the people you know in high school, they suck. You might get away from them. I'm so glad.
High schoolers.
I've never fucked anyone in Union, New Jersey, and I think that's, like, one of
your
my
biggest accomplishments.
My biggest accomplishment.
That's a huge
yeah.
accomplishment.
Yeah. Also. I'm, like, so proud of it. And my biggest fear every time that I go home for Thanksgiving is that I'm going to fall in love with someone from my high school and my life is going to be ruined. That's my biggest fear.
Whoa.
I'm just like, oh, my God, please don't feel feelings, which is easy for me, so I turn that right off.
Up, oh, switch. Nope, no more. Was it good when you first had sex?
No, she later on went and like started talking shit about me to a bunch of people.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Yeah.
She was like, Jason's so bad in bed. I'm like, yeah, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, that's not nice.
No.
So she obviously was not a virgin.
No.
Or was she? That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
If she was worse, so she just started saying
her name
you were
was
horrible.
Dina.
Fuck you, Dina.
If I knew your last name, I'd say it too. Because you'd put a
Dina.
Bad reputation for her.
What a jerk.
And then, can I carry on a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, absolutely. Please. I want to know
like,
more about this Dina bitch.
2 days later, I had slept with someone else. And
what
yeah, I was like, I got to get a lot of this out right away.
Were you
all
like,
this
take
high
that,
school.
Dina.
So, but the other girl, the condom broke and it was a Saturday night and I had to get the morning after pill.
Oh,
and I didn't,
second time ever.
Second time ever.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know what to do. So I called campus police.
Oh.
And they like put me on hold, but.
I'm going to transfer you.
And, but
to
like not,
us.
Not on a hold that I couldn't hear. So in the back, I hear words like rape. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would you say?
Oh.
And then why would I call you if that,
yeah, you,
like
oh.
a really concerned rapist? So they came back. We're like, we need you to come down here and bring the girl. I was like, we got to go. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called campus police.
Well, so, I mean, oh.
So we had to go down there and they were like, just go to fucking CVS.
So like, they brought you down there to assess the situation
yeah,
to see if they...
Yeah.
Is
like,
this overly
is
concerned gentleman calling us inappropriately for real, or is
yeah.
he trying to? Wow.
Yeah.
Was she like, Jason,
strong.
I fucking told you, don't call campus police.
No, she was very sweet about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You really are a concerned citizen.
Did you pay for it?
This is the sweetest.
Do you think guys should always pay for the plan B? What's the rule?
I don't know.
What's the etiquette with that?
You know what?
Go halvesies.
Unless the girl's like,
you want to go Dutch on this plan B? That's awful.
I don't think the girl guy should always pay because sometimes girls are like, just come in me. And you're like, ugh.
Oh, and she's like, I told you not to do that. And you're
yeah.
like, but you did
yeah.
it.
And when a girl says come in, you just have to do it.
I'm very paranoid about that. I never
guess I
will. I'll
take
pull out
order.
With a condom on. I don't give a shit. I'm just, we're not getting anyone pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, don't
okay.
get anyone. Have you ever taken plan B?
No. Getting pregnant is my biggest fear. And every month I think I'm pregnant. Even if
really?
I haven't had sex, I just assume I'm pregnant.
Wow. That's like me, how
I'm
I always
terrified.
Think I lost my cell phone.
I'm terrified of getting pregnant. And I don't know why, because like it's very easy to unpregnant yourself. But
it's a little tricky. I mean, there's various situations that can.
Do you get sick off the plan B?
Yes, I took it once.
If you're pregnant, you get sick. You like throw up a lot.
I took plan B the next day.
Yeah.
That's what we didn't use a condom, and I knew that we weren't using a condom, but I was in my head. I'm like, you said you weren't going to pull out. Yeah. But like, no, it was my fucking fault too. I didn't demand a condom.
Who is the result of pre-cum. So watch out, guys. Just watch out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it made me a lunatic mentally. It fucked up my mental health.
Yeah.
Because birth control messes up my mental health.
Birth control is
got to go light.
Yeah, yeah. Birth control is my number one thing. All right.
And on that note,
well, guys, pull
did
out.
Did you have fun? Was this fun for you?
Yeah. Thank you for coming. If you guys aren't familiar with the podcast, you can download it on iTunes or stream it on SoundCloud. It's called "Guys We Fucked," the anti-slut shaming podcast. Thank you so much,
Jason,
to our guests,
you were awesome.
Jason. Thank you, girls.
Follow him on
fun.
Twitter.
Thank
He's
you,
great.
Guys, for being attentive listeners.
We
had a really good time. Yeah.
And don't be ashamed about your sex life, because we've done much worse. Bye.
Bye.
If certain girls don't look at you, it means that they like you a lot. If other girls don't look at you, it just means they're ignoring you. How can you know? How can you know? Which is which? Who's doing what? I guess that you can ask them. Which one are you, baby? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? Do you like me or are you ignoring me? And all you need to do that is one good pair of big balls. Balls as big as grapefruits. Balls as big as pumpkins.